This is WOVR News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Just under 500,000 people are unemployed in Pennsylvania. That's according to the Department of Labor and Industry. It's a steep drop from this time last year. But some business owners say they can't find new employees. WOVR's Hayden Mittman reports Pennsylvanians are looking for jobs, but want a fair wage.
57-year-old Steve Penovich of Pittsburgh says he's been working steadily since he was 14. That is, until the pandemic hit.
I am so bored right now that it's beyond words.
Penovich built a career in office maintenance, but he says COVID has changed how the world works.
Buildings were shut down. People weren't going into the office, so I couldn't. I had nothing to clean. They had nothing to fix. They had nothing.
Penovich has been on and off unemployment for more than a year, and he says it's helped keep his family afloat.
Oh, it was huge. It was huge help. I take care of my elderly mother, and I have a special needs child.
But right now, legislators in Harrisburg are negotiating a bill that would bring an early end to the emergency funds that have helped many, like Penovich, endure the pandemic. The Republican state representative who sponsored the bill, Jim Cox of Berks County, has publicly stated he thinks the benefits encourage people not to work. But Penovich says that's just not the case.
I want to get back to work again so bad that I'm taking a job. I'm looking at taking a job right now that pays $15,000 less than what I was making.
And he's not alone. In the Lehigh Valley, an area workforce board found 12,000 people are still claiming unemployment. And that's a huge shift from last year when 53,000 were out of work. Nancy Dishnot is executive director of the Workforce Board, Lehigh Valley.
People that are looking for jobs right now, they're finding jobs.
But these aren't always high-paying careers. Dishnot says that the extra unemployment funds may have kept some people on the sidelines, and businesses may need to increase salaries to a competitive rate.
Because they're getting unemployment and they're getting $300. So that's why they're saying to you partially, well, pay more. And I've been saying to employers for a long time, wage up, buttercup.
Economist Ahmed Rahman agrees. He's associate professor of economics at Lehigh University. He says government funds aren't what's keeping people from looking for work.
There is something to be said about people being hesitant for reasons that don't necessarily have anything to do with the money being distributed, and more about this sort of grand reset that I like to say that has happened with COVID.
Rahman says the economy will look different as the world reopens, and the past year has given people the chance to reevaluate their careers.
Now people are kind of looking at what they were doing before, say last couple of years, and sort of saying, all right, is this the career path that I want? People, in the household kind of thinking about, all right, does it make sense that both of us work or one person work or the number of hours? Should I keep doing this massive commute that I was doing before?
Steve Penovich from Pittsburgh says all he wants is a fair salary, and he's anxious to get back into the workforce.
I have no problem with doing the work. I'll go back to cleaning tomorrow if I can get a job paying decent enough.
With work search requirements for unemployment set to resume on July 18th, the Workforce Board, Lehigh Valley, says right now might be the best time to look for a job. The marketplace may get flooded with prospective hires at the end of next month. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.